Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And good morning, Tuesday, May the 26th, 2020, 5:26, 2020, 20 minutes after the hour. And so it has come to this. You're going to have to excuse me for just a second while we do this, because as many of you know, we were not live yesterday for the Memorial Day holiday, and I'm sure a lot of people are aware what took place over the weekend. So I don't think I'm announcing this as a shock at this point to anybody. But it's still very hard to do, because there are a lot of mornings that I have wanted to come. I don't think there's a morning I have not wanted to come here. I like being on the radio. I like talking to you, the audience. I like when you talk to me. I like the guest, no matter who it is, and I like the people who work here. So I'm always happy to come here. And for nearly 6 years now, on June the 10th, we'll have been around for 6 years, I have wanted to come here every morning. I don't take vacations. I am happy to come here early in the morning, as early as 7:30 is. But this morning, I really was not excited to come. I'm excited to be here with you now, because we're going to go through this together. But it's a hard morning, to be honest with you. Now, it's even hard for me to say the words that I'm about to say, even though I know you know, and I'm going to mention some things about that momentarily. And we're going to do the best we can here this morning. We're going to get through for the next 2 hours. As many of you know, this station has been around for 6 years. And there has been no bigger part of this station than Charlie Evers. Charlie Evers is an icon. That's it. You don't need to say anything more. He's an icon in broadcasting. He's a legend. And he was always a good friend to me. Now, I'm going to explain throughout the next 2 hours why that is no longer just my opinion. It's a fact that Charlie Evers is an icon. But it is my responsibility, as being the first live program back on this station since Sunday night, to inform you, if you haven't heard, or maybe just to reiterate what you already know, that my friend, your friend, a man who was on the air for a half century here in Ohio, the radio icon himself, Charlie Evers, passed away Sunday night, at the age of 85. Now, it's very, very difficult, you have to understand, to say those words. I've worked with Charlie for more than 15 years, 6 years on this station, other stations, so on and so forth. And Charlie was always fun. And I did love this man. I got to know him off the air. I got to know him on the air. I listened to Charlie. It is absolutely impossible to pass Charlie's voice on the radio and not stop. He is and was the gold standard for broadcasting in Marion. I'm looking at the newspapers this morning. I stopped and got the newspapers. Front page of, and I implore you to go out and buy these newspapers today, because this is an historic day for newspapers. Front page, Marion Star, above the fold, Marion radio icon dies at age 85. Charlie Evers established several Marion County traditions. Color photo of Charlie. Top story today in the Marion Star. Front page, above the fold, first story. That's the Marion Star. Go out and buy that. Andrew Carter did a tremendous job on that story. The Columbus Dispatch. The Columbus Dispatch. You know, did Charlie transcend Marion? Of course he did. If you go to the Columbus Dispatch today, buy the print edition. We're not talking about just the online edition. We're talking about the print edition. If you go to B4, page B4, in the Metro section, half the page above the fold in the print edition of the Columbus Dispatch today, big letters, Evers, Marion enjoyed a special bond. And that's very true. And the picture of Charlie in the Columbus Dispatch today is enormous for a picture in a newspaper. B4, the Metro section, above the fold. And he deserved that. And we all know why. And we could go through the reasons. The Peanut Push, Buckeye Chuck, Evers Arena, putting Lady Justice back on the courthouse. But what I want to do is I want to remember my friend and your friend. And we're going to do a lot of remembering of him this week. And we've got a lot of special things planned. It's not just this morning. It's going to go on all week. Because he deserved that. Let me say this. Charlie's show, Charlie's last broadcast was April 8th. That's the last day Charlie was in. And we have kept his show going since then and have let you know that he was not feeling well, but we hoped he'd be back. Unfortunately, now that will not happen. But this week, if you turn in to Charlie's program, it's still Charlie's program. You're going to hear his theme song, and you're going to hear us, and a whole myriad of people will be in this week and calling in to talk about Charlie, who are not nearly as good as Charlie. None of us are. But we're going to keep his show on the air this week, because he deserves that. Now, there are some things we need to do. We might take some phone calls this morning. I'm not sure how this morning's going to go. As I said, it's not planned, it's not scripted, and we're just going to see how it goes. And I'm going to try to be as composed about it as I can be. But it's hard to lose a friend, let me tell you. It's very hard to lose a friend. And it's very hard to lose somebody who meant so much to you every week. Charlie was still working 3 days a week until a month and a half ago. He was coming in here 3 days a week. And I love seeing Charlie every time he came in. We would argue. We would laugh. We would tell little things during the break, little stories about what was going on in our first personal life. We would vent. We would kvetch. And to do that for 6 years, the last 6 years, 3 days a week, I will miss that terribly. And I will miss this man more than anyone will ever know. And I know a lot of you will as well. I do want to say a few words about his family. Because, let me say this. I got to visit Charlie Saturday night. He passed away on Sunday. And I spent 2 hours with Charlie late Saturday night. And I knew he wasn't feeling very well. But it was always fun to be with Charlie. And I loved it. And I'm so glad that 24 hours before he left, that I got to spend some time with my pal. And that made me think of his family. Because, and I'm not going to get all the names in here, but I should, and if I leave out somebody, I hope somebody lets me know. But I have nothing written down this morning. I couldn't write anything down to do this. So I'm going to hit his immediate family. His wife, Jeannie. I never saw Jeannie when Charlie was not feeling his best the last couple months leave his side. Every time I was there, Jeannie was there with Charlie. And could not be a nicer woman. Could not be a nicer woman. Jeannie Evers is one of the nicest people that I have ever met. And I've gotten to know her as she's come to the Christmas parties with Charlie and the anniversary parties here at the station. And what can you say? This is a unique woman. And I can see why Charlie and her were married for 45 years. His daughters, Kathy, Amy, and Angie. They kept me informed on how Charlie was doing and what was going on. And not every family is like that. And I don't know if they understand that. That not every family operates in that way. And they were there with Charlie too. I don't think that there was a time in the last 2 months when I went to visit Charlie at home that one of his kids was not there. And that says something about the man. That says something about the man's kids. And I want you to know that. And they were nice to me. I am not a member of that family. I am not... I was Charlie's co-worker, friend, for 15 years. They didn't have to be that nice to me. They have a big family. There are grandkids. There are cousins. There are people. Everybody loved Charlie. There were other people in his life. They were extremely nice to me. Extremely nice. Extremely informative. And I will thank them for that for the rest of my life. So, Jeannie, Amy, Kathy, Angie, I thank you. Son-in-law Tim, you've heard Charlie talk about Tim, Amy's husband. Charlie thought Tim was the greatest guy. And I saw Tim do things over the last couple months for Charlie that were amazing. And I'll leave it at that at this point, but a good guy, an absolute good guy, and was good to me as well. So, I know I'm blabbing on here for 13 minutes. So here's what we're going to do, because this is a morning to celebrate the life of Charlie Evers. And we've got things planned, and we are going to have fun. And we've got two things that I need to get through here this morning. So we're going to get through one of them here momentarily. And then we're going to move on to the next one. But here's the first one. When you're in Marion for a long time, you end up having a long story and a long career. And the first thing we are going to do this morning is look back on the life, in his own words, of my friend, the legendary Charlie Evers. Let's take a look back at a life in Marion radio that is unparalleled. Here we go.
Charlie Evers was born on September 21st, 1934. He was destined to become one of Marion, Ohio's most famous radio personalities with a career that spanned more than 50 years. Charlie's accomplishments were numerous, such as bike rides across Ohio for the American Cancer Society, creating Ohio's favorite weather forecaster, Buckeye Chuck, raising money to rebuild an arena that had burned down at the fairgrounds, which is now known as Evers Arena, and finding Lady Justice, which sits atop the Marion County Courthouse, and returning her after an absence of nearly 30 years. Here is Charlie talking with the man who stole Lady Justice, Richard Carey, in an interview from 2015.
I there was some knowledge of it. I don't know if Charlie had knowledge when I talked to you at the elevator that maybe I had it.
That day at the elevator, every Tuesday, farmers gathered for coffee at the Green Camp Cooperative Elevator. And I never will forget, in that course of drinking coffee, somebody said, "Hey, Kerry, when are you going to give that statue back to Evers?"
Well, now,
and your face turned red.
Now, not that color.
Now. Yeah, right.
Now,
Charlie came to WWGH Radio in June 2014 and became one of the main factors in the success of this station. Here is a clip from Charlie's first show, June 11th, 2014.
Well, I'm Charlie Evers, and this is the first time on my program here. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. I have no guests today. That is reserved for next week, and I'll either have Fred Malone or George Kasotis on next week. And today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions. Of course, I've got a lot of things I can tell you, too. Now, the interesting thing is, on Facebook, when you run across crowds of youngsters or teenagers, they're all, oh, I think we have a call already.
Charlie was very well known for broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. Here is Charlie broadcasting from the fair in 2015.
Now, we have royalty. Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, we do.
Allen County Fair. Medina. Yes, come around.
40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, gives her thoughts on Charlie's career during an interview in September of 2019.
Did you listen to Charlie on the air?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Charlie is a legend.
Yeah, legend. Old-timer. That's it.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah.
Right.
Charlie had a tremendous sense of humor, as on display here from the WWGH Christmas Party broadcast in 2016.
We have Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, and Charlie Evers. We'll be joined by the music of the Lasickney Brothers. How are you doing tonight, Charlie?
Is it Lasickney? What was it?
Oh, here we go. Lasickney. Lasickney. Lasickney.
Okay, well, I'll ask them when they come in.
If you think that'll help, we'll work on it. Santa Claus, you are kind of the man of the hour tonight.
Oh, yes.
It's exciting for you to be here.
How are you? Boy, he's really talkative. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't realize how hard it is to wear headphones with a Santa hat. It's a horrible thing. Santa, this is your big... Forget it. Give us a nice introduction for your favorite group.
Yes, I think they're such a group that they deserve to have a magazine story written about them. The Now I call them Lasickney.
Lasickney, right? Lasickney. Yeah, Lasickney. Lasickney.
Lasickney.
Lasickney. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
The Lasickney family.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes, here, let's hear them. Introduce the audience again to our favorite group.
Yes, that's my favorite group, Let Her Rip.
Well, who are they?
I never before had trouble pronouncing names. Well, let's just say Lasickney.
No. Let's say it. The Lasickney family.
Okay, Lasickney. All right.
There were many special moments on air at WWGH Radio, including a phone call from his wife, Jeannie, that his daughter, Amy, had just given birth to his grandchild, Reed, in 2014.
Well, we're coming up near break time right now, and after that, we're going to come back. Would you mind if I answer this phone here? This might be for me. Hello? Good morning. Just a second. Yeah, go ahead. The baby is here.
Fellow radio broadcasting legend Jeff Ruth comments on Charlie's career in 2019.
You say you don't, he's one of the, like Cher. You don't need a last name. You say Charlie. Everybody knows Charlie. Just obvious people going to remember him from, you know, the number of things that he's been involved in, and the, you know, the thousands and thousands of dollars he's raised for good causes.
Charlie chatted with many celebrities on air over the years at WWGH Radio, including Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw.
Okay, we're back for our last segment here with Lulu Roman. Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. Whoa, she used to jump up out of the cornfields, remember that? Did you jump up with somebody else?
Yep.
Who was
they
that?
They put all of us, you know.
Okay.
One time or another, we were with everybody.
Sure, I remember. Yeah. Now I can see it.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, boy.
Okay.
And David Newell, better known as Mr. McFeely, the postman from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Boy, I tell you, this is for me has been a great thrill. It always is to see him, Mr. McFeely, and I can relive my past.
Well, so we're about to sign, ready to sign off?
We're anytime you want.
Okay. Well, then, Charlie, you do the honors. This is your show. It's been my honor to be here, and I'm glad you're promoting the Strasburg Railroad,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
That's in Pennsylvania, my home state. So it's been a pleasure being here. I hope I'm back for the parade next year, and we'll do it even bigger
we'll
and better.
You're up, yes.
Okay. So you take it away,
yep,
Charlie.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Speedy delivery.
Charlie broadcasts live from the streets of his hometown of Bucyrus, Ohio, during the Bratwurst Festival in 2018.
Well, let's see. Right now it's 12:54, and we're here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. We're on the main drag, you might say. It's not a drag, but it's the main street here. And we're kind of like surrounded by concessions. We're straight across the street from the one out of Columbus, the famous one with their Bahama Mamas.
Bahama Mama.
Schmitz, yeah.
Charlie's last broadcast was on April 8th, 2020. Here is the beginning of that program.
And good morning to one and all. I'm back for today. And I might mention my arm has healed up. I've grown a new layer of skin, which old-timers like me have to be aware of. If you fall or do anything, that your skin is the first to go. And so that's all taken care of. And now I'm just tired. I'm wore out. And so I'll be here today. And who knows, I'll show up here every now and then, perhaps. Maybe by phone. Oh, gosh. I tell you, it's so kind of nice, though, that you live this long, you know, 85 years. There are backdrops or backfalls to all that, because as you get older, you know, you kind of frizzle away. Marge Hazlett, you know. Of course, Marge had a cancer, and she was getting treatments so many times a week for her cancer. So she had a reason, or there was a reason within her body that she passed away. But so I feel like I feel like kind of like Marge did a long time ago.
During Charlie's 85th birthday celebration, which was on air on WWGH Radio, station manager Scott Spears spoke of Charlie's importance to WWGH.
But, and I will say, and I think on behalf of everybody at this station, I don't think this station would have ever been around 5 years later if it hadn't been for Charlie, because people like to listen to him, and that's why he's always in the repeats, and we've taped everything he's ever done here, so it'll be on forever and ever.
What a life, what a career, what a broadcaster. There will never be anyone like him again. Charlie summed up his life in this clip from 2019.
You know, curiosity has been my big thing. I once was at a railroad crossing, and I saw what looked like vandals had strung beads of paint all over the place. And so I said, boy, you should see what some vandals did last night. Well, the railroad people called me up and said, there weren't no vandals. We were tracing those silver lines, tracing our underground wires. to update their crossing signals. But curiosity, you know.
Curiosity.
You got to have curiosity.
And now one more time for the Angels, the Charlie Evers theme song.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning to one and all. Yes, he's on again. Oh, at my age, you just wonder sometimes how long he'll be on.
Charlie Evers is survived by his wife, Jeannie, daughters Kathy, Amy, and Angie, and many other devoted family members and friends. Charlie Evers was 85 years old.
You know, I hope you enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot. Until you hear something, it's, there's just something. You know, what is funny about that, I knew that putting together any kind of audio obituary, and let me tell you this, I will tell you this, Charlie has great write-ups in the papers today. As I said, get the Columbus Dispatch, get the Marion Star, front page over the fold, color photo, Charlie Evers today, and in the Columbus Dispatch, gigantic picture, half the page, B4 of the Metro section, Charlie Evers. Charlie would have preferred an audio documentary. Charlie was a radio guy. I do know that. But hearing him right now is a little difficult, but always good. I love hearing Charlie's voice. And I will tell you that Charlie would not have wanted us to do that without including the laughter. Because Charlie, oh gosh, I can go through so many clips here, and it's just me laughing with Charlie, laughing until we both can't talk. And that's not good on radio, but for us, it was. We could laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and that's what made him so special, and that's what made him very special to me. You know, I don't know, I don't know. We heard a little bit of his last broadcast there from April 8th, and this is what I'll say. You know, Charlie wanted to broadcast right up till the end, and you know what he did? April 8th was his last show that he did, was able to come to the station for, and there just will not be anybody like him again. And that's cliche. It's such a cliche to say that. We say that whenever somebody leaves, but that's true in this case. You cannot replace Charlie Evers. And when I was asked by the newspaper, the Star and the Dispatch about that, that's exactly what I wanted to say. There's nothing more to say than that. You cannot replace him. For a whole group of kids who were interviewed by him at the fair or got up every morning to know if they were going to school that day because of the weather, Charlie Evers' voice was important. And let me just say this, you have to understand, when Charlie was doing school closings, there was no internet, there was no text message alerts, the school was not putting it out, you had to listen to the radio, and in Marion, the radio was so important because we didn't have a television station that did that. And at that time, we only had one radio station. So you had to listen to know if you were going to school, and that is the voice that people heard. the voice you just heard, that ended up being on the air in Marion for 52 years, 1968 to 2020. What a career. Half a century this man was on the air. Now, I said there were two things we needed to do in this first hour. That was one. And we'll play that again, because I don't know when people are tuning in. It's hard to tell. And we want people to... it's hard to do in 12 minutes. But we want people to kind of understand what kind of broadcaster Charlie was and what he did. Like I say, it's easy to read the newspapers. It's easy to read things online. But to hear the man's voice in his own words, I think is highly important, because he spent more than half a century on these airwaves. And also, in radio longer than that. He was in radio far longer than he was on the air, because more than a decade before he got on the air, he was doing engineering work and other things at the radio station. So his career in broadcasting is even longer than 52 years. Now, we did the biography, and there are going to be things going on here at the station, some of which I will tell you about the next hour, because we've got some great things coming up in the next few days to remember Charlie Evers that are going to be incredible. But I don't know that we've ever done this here. Matter of fact, I don't think we ever have. Every hour, we are going to remember Charlie. Now, what you heard there was his obituary, an audio biography, if you will, of the man. Now, what you're going to start hearing every hour at the top of the hour, right after the news and weather, so about 10 minutes after the hour, you're going to hear a tribute to Charlie every hour. And it will start next hour. But we're going to play it now because it's good to hear Charlie's voice. I want you to hear it. It's going to play again at the top of the next hour and every hour for the rest of this week, because he deserved that. So, here is kind of, and this is from us at the station. This is our tribute to Charlie. So, I guess we'll just, as Charlie would say, let her rip. The WWGH radio tribute to Charlie Evers will start playing every hour, next hour. Here we go.
Was on the air in Marion for over 50 years.
Well, I'm Charlie Evers, and this is the first time on my program here. I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls.
He broadcast live from the Marion County Fair.
Now, we have royalty. Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, we do.
Allen County Fair. Medina. Yes, come around.
He made a friend of everyone.
Is this horrible thing?
Oh, Gary,
this horrible, horrible.
Yes, I already ate one of those.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fruitcake, folks.
Yeah, that's...
Charlie Evers likes these things.
That's the best, the Claxton, isn't it?
It is the Claxton.
Yeah.
I like them too.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
You guys can eat this up all afternoon.
These young kids.
I cannot stand this.
Young kids don't know what's good.
Is that the one that tastes like soap to you?
Yes, this is the soap one. I can't eat these things.
Well, that's strange.
I'm going to try it again today, but...
they're good.
I'm going to walk this over when Paul gets into his first song here. But I figured, because I don't want you to choke, we also have...
Oh, eggnog.
Eggnog.
That's, yes.
So nobody knows if it's poinsettia or poinsettia?
No, give us a call, 740-339-44. Is it poinsettia?
Well, that really got in with you with Madge, didn't it? You guys didn't see eyeball to eyeball on that one.
Like I say, Madge never pronounced it right.
How do you? She's dead. She can't defend herself.
I know.
Charlie cracks me up.
The woman's been dead for 10 years, Charlie.
If people want to distinguish themselves, they'll call it Ponset or, you know, something like that.
Oh, so you're saying she was doing it for hoity-toity reasons?
Oh, yes. Hoity-toity.
No. Madge wasn't
donkey.
Madge wasn't hoity-toity.
Yes, she was. She was hiring in the, you know, social circles.
He was one of the main reasons for the success of WWGH Radio.
Well, we're coming up near break time right now, and after that, we're going to come back. Would you mind if I answer this phone here? This might be from... Hello, good morning. Just a second. Yeah, go ahead. The baby is here.
He chatted on air with many celebrities like David Newell, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Boy, I tell you, this is for me has been a great thrill. It always is to see Mr. McFeely, and I can relive my past.
Well, so we're about to sign, ready to sign off?
We're anytime you want.
Okay. Well, then, Charlie, you do the honors. This is your show. It's been my honor to be here, and I'm glad you're promoting the Strasburg Railroad,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
That's in Pennsylvania, my home state. So it's been a pleasure being here. I hope I'm back for the parade next year, and we'll do it even bigger
we'll
and better.
Tour up, yes.
Okay. So you take it away,
yep,
Charlie.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Speedy delivery.
He created the Peanut Push Buckeye Chuck and put Lady Justice back atop the Marion County Courthouse.
Do you think there is going to be a day when people live to be 148?
Yes. Oh, I don't know about 148.
Hope not.
That's outrageous.
That's too long.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine what you'd look
imagine
like?
Imagine what they look like, the wrinkles.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, it'd be terminal wrinkles.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
He had a tremendous sense of humor.
Yeah, Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would
no,
you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes it's just long, straight long. And she could look a million bucks better with a good hairdresser.
The WWGH radio staff and on-air crew mourns the passing of a one-of-a-kind broadcaster, a member of our family, Charlie Evers.
I used to go over there on full moon nights and sit on that bench just to see if I could see any ghosts.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I never did see any. But I got scared walking in and out there in the dark. Oh, I say it's a great life if you have fun.
We'll miss you, Charlie, until we meet again.
And that is our tribute here at WWGH to the man who made this station possible, the legendary Charlie Evers. And nobody had more fun in life than he did. And let me tell you, to listen to him and Marianne Michaels talking about Hillary Clinton's hair and terminal wrinkles. How those, you know, I debated back and forth, should we put those in the tribute? But you know what? Those things were so popular with listeners that they became part of Charlie's theme song, Terminal Wrinkles and Hillary's Hair. Well, if you ever wanted to know why those are in Charlie's theme song, those are the clips. That's where they came from. And Charlie loved saying stuff like that. He loved getting Marianne Michaels going, which is the other voice you heard there. Oh, man. Those mornings were so fun. So much fun. And talking about poinsettia and ponset and point... it was just... And that was just last Christmas. And I loved it. And fruitcake... Oh, man. And you have no idea how many people delivered fruitcakes, Moxie soda, RC Cola to Charlie. They would, and they did, you couldn't buy a lot of this stuff in Marion. People got it from other areas and brought it to Charlie because they loved him. They did love him. His audience loved him. And I think of so many things when I hear that. I think of the morning that his wife Jeannie called on the cell phone to let him know that his grandson Reed had just been born from his daughter Amy. And I think of him broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. He was, and folks, he was in his 80s over at the fair. You know, here's something that needs to be said. Charlie and I did a lot of broadcasting here. Yes, he did his show 3 days a week. But he also did Exchange Club with me every Friday. He did election coverage with me for the first 5 years we were on the air. He came to every Christmas party, all six of them. He did Christmas specials with me. He went to the Bratwurst Festival, and we sat over there for 5 hours on the streets of the Bratwurst Festival in August and broadcast. And that broadcast was all Charlie. I was there. But I am not a Bucyrus person, and I did not know the lingo or the land or what a dirndl was or anything. That broadcast was all Charlie, 5 hours. And I do want to let you know, so many of Charlie's shows are still up on the internet. WWGH1071.com. Just click the Charlie Evers portion of the website, and you can catch so many of his shows in their entirety from the last few years. And they're worth listening to. Let's say that. And you know what's interesting? I listened to that little clip of his first show here at WWGH Radio, and I think, wow. You know, he never changed. He never changed. In the 6 years he was here, as he got older, he never changed. Charlie Evers never brought a note to this studio. Charlie Evers sat down for 2 hours. And for the last 5 years, this was a man in his 80s. He sat down for 2 hours and did a show every single day that he was here. And people loved him. I know they loved him. Everybody loved Charlie. You know, his daughter Amy said something in this article that I think is very important. There are two quotes from his daughter Amy Roston. "I was always so proud to tell people that Charlie Evers was my dad." And the other quote, "He knew everybody, and everybody knew him. I love that." And everybody did know Charlie, and that is why he will always be number one in the broadcasting world. Nobody had the notoriety that Charlie did. And what he did for people and what he did for broadcasting is immeasurable. If you read the Marion Star today, everybody who is somebody in broadcasting in this town, no matter what station, has something to say about Charlie in that article, and something good, because he was the best. And I can just tell you that there will never be another Charlie Evers. Simple as that. We're going to break, but we're coming back. We've got a whole nother hour, and we're going to continue to remember this man, and I'm going to tell you about some things coming up this week. Don't go anywhere. Charlie, I hope wherever you are right now, you're enjoying this broadcast. You know what he's saying right now? Scott, you're over by 2 minutes. Okay, we're going to break. Back with more on the life and the legend of the one and only Charlie Evers. Stay tuned.
And I don't know why it's ended up that way, you know? But if somebody had explained it to me, I'd like